We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Washington prepares for Inauguration Day. We have the story.
Governor Kelly closes state office buildings. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
Canada okays the return of the Boeing 737 MAX. I'm Dave Wilson.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday. If you remember, New Year's Day brought us quite a bit of snow, but we haven't seen much since, and the dry weather pattern is expected to continue throughout the week. Our complete forecast in just a few minutes.
Businesses in Washington, D.C. are struggling to stay open as Inauguration Day draws near. Fox's Steve Harrigan reporting from the nation's capital.
In major sections of the city, all the stores, the businesses, the hotels, they are boarded up with plywood as if people are getting ready for a storm. Instead, owners are worried that their windows are going to get smashed. They're trying to keep them safe. Ordinarily, inauguration week is a real boom, especially for restaurants. They say they can make two or three times the average each night during inauguration week. But many owners are telling us that this time around, from a business point of view, this could be the worst inauguration ever. It's not just owners that are getting hit, but it's employees and suppliers as well. A lot of the places that have tried to stay open have had a real hard time with their employees simply making it to the place of business. There are so many roadblocks here and fences that keep going up and keep getting tighter the closer you get to inauguration.
25,000 troops expected to be in Washington, D.C. for Inauguration Day.
Governor Laura Kelly announcing yesterday that the state office buildings in the Kansas Capitol complex, which includes Curtis, Landon, and Eisenhower buildings, will be closed today and tomorrow. Additional administration buildings will also be closed. The safety and well-being of our employees is my top priority, Governor Kelly said. These steps are taken out of an abundance of caution, and I thank all employees for their patience and understanding during the time. According to a news release from the governor's office, employees are instructed to work remotely. The State House will be open for individuals having business with the legislature, or the governor's office, or the lieutenant governor's office. All State House access will be through the visitor center entrance only.
Federal health officials say 100,000 more people could die from COVID-19 in the U.S. in the next month. A new, more infectious strain of the virus is playing a role. 14 states have reported this new strain. And because of this, Dr. Robert Whitler with the KU School of Medicine, Wichita, says vaccine rollout is more important than ever.
And you have the opportunity to get immunized. Those are the strongest things that'll get ahead of any possible emergence of a new variant that's more contagious, more severe, and less likely to be prevented by vaccine.
Dr. Whitler says early studies show that the vaccine is preventing the spread of the new coronavirus strain.
The Boeing 737 MAX may return to Canadian airspace beginning tomorrow.
This concludes nearly 2 years of government review after the aircraft was involved in two deadly crashes that saw the planes grounded worldwide. Transport Canada said Monday the planes will be permitted to fly as long as they meet conditions specified by Transport Canada in December, including allowing pilots to disable a faulty warning system that was found to be central to the two deadly crashes in 2018 and 2019. The measures go beyond those announced by the FAA in November, which required Boeing to make changes to the computer systems inside the plane and required pilots to undergo training in flight simulators. Dave Wilson, KNSS News.
22-year-old Riley June Williams, accused of stealing Nancy Pelosi's laptop during the Capitol riots, was arrested in Pennsylvania. Fox's Shannon Bream breaks down the charges.
She wanted to sell the laptop to Russian intelligence through an intermediary of some kind. She's already facing several other charges, including disorderly conduct on Capitol grounds with the intent to disturb a session of Congress.
Williams is from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. KNSS News Time now, 8:04, 4 minutes past 8 o'clock.
The Kansas men's basketball team with a chance to pull off an upset last night. We'll have reaction from Waco coming up in sports.
And there's a buzz about a special incentive for getting a coronavirus vaccine. That story just ahead on the KNSS Morning News with Stephen Ted. KNSS, Steve at 10 in the morning now, 8:08, 8 minutes past 8 o'clock. Workers trapped for more than a week in a Chinese gold mine have asked rescuers to send pickles and porridge. Hundreds of rescuers are drilling shafts to try to reach six areas of the mine where they believe survivors might be. The request for porridge and pickles was made by telephone from a group of 11 in one section of the mine. Another survivor is in an adjacent chamber. Fate of 10 miners still unknown.
A plea from the police chief in Los Angeles, this concerning the city's deadly violence.
In the first 2 weeks of 2021 in South Los Angeles, there were 59 shooting victims, compared with 7 over the same time last year. With almost 350 homicides in L.A. in 2020, nearly 100 more than the year before, and the worst figure in years. With L.A. Police Chief Michael Moore on social media calling the explosion of violence a responsibility between the city's residents and elected officials to fight. The dramatic spike in violence also as L.A. city officials voted in July to cut police funding by $150 million. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
There's a buzz about a special incentive for getting a coronavirus vaccine.
Two cannabis companies in Michigan have a free treat for people who get a coronavirus vaccine. Greenhouse of Walled Lake and U-Baked Cannabis Company in Burton rolling out a campaign dubbed Pot for Shots to raise awareness and increase immunity from the virus. The companies say anyone who brings written proof of having received a COVID-19 shot gets a free pre-rolled joint. Greenhouse founder Jerry Millen says in addition to highlighting the importance of getting vaccinated, Pot for Shots is their way of showing their commitment to helping the community get back to normalcy. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:09, 9 minutes past 8 o'clock here on this Tuesday morning. And a lot of people going back to work after a three-day weekend and possibly encountering a little bit of traffic out there. And we need to find out about that now with Jed Chambers, keeping us up to date on what's going on in traffic, Jed.
Saw some fairly heavy traffic just a few minutes ago on Kellogg right around Seneca, but those pockets of heavy traffic just don't seem to be very large, so not really seeing anything slowing things down in a large scale on the Wichita highways this morning. And the gasoline prices, $2.19 a gallon on average. I've seen some higher ones out there, but I just bought a $2.17 near Lincoln and Hydraulic. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. An area of low pressure well off to the southwest of us is sending some cloud cover our way. We expect to be breezy at times this afternoon, a little cooler with a high 46. Clear overnight, our low 29, and then partly sunny and breezy on Wednesday, our high 55. I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, 31 degrees. We have a north wind at 12 miles per hour. 8:11, Steve and Ted here on KNSS on this Tuesday morning, January 19th. And this is the last day in office, last full day in office for President Donald Trump. And with us this morning from Washington, Fox News Radio's Rachel Sutherland. Good morning, Rachel.
Hey, good morning. Yeah, so this is last full day in office, and he's expected to issue a flurry of pardons. So it's who's who on the presidential pardon list that we're looking out for. There's supposed to be some low-level drug offenders. Also, a rapper by the name of Lil Wayne is supposed to be on the list. He was plead guilty to a weapons charge last month. Who's not on the list? Well, our reporting as it stands right now is WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange, Steve Bannon, former Trump advisor, who has pleaded not guilty to an alleged fraud scheme, We Build the Wall, And also the president's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, a bit of a surprise for many onlookers.
Well, and I was hearing in a Fox News report earlier this morning that as far as the number of pardons being considered, 100 or so on this list, it really isn't not that many compared to what some of our presidents have done in their last few days in office.
Well, it certainly is not unusual for a president to issue pardons on the last day. And in fact, President Trump issued them throughout his presidency, which was a difference in style. So this is totally within his right to do. There's questions about could he pardon himself. At this point, our reporting is that he has no plans to do so, nor for any members of his family. The plan now is that he would depart the White House tomorrow morning before President-elect Joe Biden is sworn in. There's going to be some kind of send-off plan to Joint Base Andrews, but it's not the kind of send-off that he was asking for with a military 21-gun salute. Instead, this will be a different kind of send-off. And then he will go land at Palm Beach and then go to his home at Mar-a-Lago. That's what we understand. As far as then back at the U.S. Capitol, Vice President Mike Pence is expected to attend the inauguration. The Chief Justice will swear in President-elect Joe Biden. Justice Sonia Sotomayor will swear in Vice President-elect Kamala Harris. And one question I have, with the pandemic, how far apart will they be? Normally, you see the picture, and they're right there in front of each other.
I did see a shot of the area, what do you call it, where they're going to do the ceremony.
The west front of the U.S. Capitol.
I did see that. It looked like they had folding chairs pretty well separated. So this is going to be interesting because from TV, from TV aspect, how do you get everybody in the shot, you know?
Right. That's a good point. Luckily, the radio is theater of mine, and we can move the picture for you. And everybody who's going to be there is getting tested for coronavirus. That's part of the credentialing process, is to get a test. So COVID precautions in place. I'm sure you've heard ad nauseum about the security in Washington. But there's a red zone and green zone, and it's all stretched out from the U.S. Capitol all the way west toward the Lincoln Memorial and beyond. So I've lived in the Washington area most of my life and have never seen it this way before.
Oh, no, I'm sure you haven't, because it's never been that way before. I do a lot of reading about World War II and things that were happening when war was declared on Japan, and nothing like this.
Yeah.
I mean, they had a few machine gun nests on top of the White House and things like that, but nothing compared to this.
Right. So, the commander of the D.C. National Guard was on with Fox News yesterday and was asked, "Is this too much?" And he said that they would prefer to have done too much than too little, especially after the Capitol riot.
Yeah, you got to make a show, and for one thing. All right, well, so we're just hoping everything goes off without a hitch tomorrow then, right?
Yep, that's what we're planning on.
All right, thanks, Rachel. Appreciate it. Fox News Radio's Rachel Sutherland reporting from Washington this morning. 8:15 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS, and we have been talking a little bit this morning about an anniversary for yours truly, a first day on the air at KNSS on this date in 1998.
Mm.
Whew, man, long time ago. And you and I were on that first show together.
So 23 years ago was morning show number one.
That's right.
For you.
We just, I just got an email from our good friend Judge Dave Dahl.
Oh, hello.
It says,
here comes the judge.
Yeah, we are all celebrating your anniversary.
Hey.
All. I guess everybody.
Is that a collective we?
Everybody in his car. You know?
Oh, okay.
Right. He says, both of you are still on the top of your game, and your work, as always, is much appreciated. Congratulations.
Well, how about that?
Pretty nice talk from a judge.
From an adjudicator,
Somebody who should know about this stuff. Now, we've enjoyed working with Dave. Of course, we don't get to work closely with him because he does the color on the basketball games, but we've known him for many years. Great guy. And we thank him for listening. Thank all of you for listening to Steve and Ted over the past 23 years. And I guess we'll try to do maybe another 23. What do you think, Ted?
Ooh. That'd be fun.
Ooh. Okay.
See both of our conditions 23 years from now.
No kidding. All right. We Shelley and I spent our Monday. We didn't work. You guys took the show yesterday. Way to go. Thank you. We took a day off. I did. For the Martin Luther King Day, and we worked on getting our house back in shape after Christmas, taking down the decorations, and she has a massive collection of nutcrackers, and I had to go out and buy three great big tubs, new plastic tubs to put all the stuff in. Now we got to find a place to put them in the garage.
Yeah, where so, do those where do those go now?
But it's like every year, it just keeps growing for some reason. There's nothing that she wants to throw away.
Yeah, the only thing you really throw away is lights when you plug them in and they don't work.
Yeah.
You toss them, but boy, everything else Christmas related seems like you keep.
Is sometimes everything almost everything has some sort of an emotional
connection.
Oh yeah,
some kind of meaning.
Yeah.
To it. Yeah.
So, there you go. 8:17 now, Steve and Ted, and we're going to do sports now with Ted Woodward and the big sports news, and everybody around here, at least in the Chief Kingdom, is Mahomes going to be able to play this next Sunday? That's the big question, right, Ted?
Of course. Well, when you're the Super Bowl MVP and your availability is in question, that makes everybody kind of perk up. Of course, Patrick Mahomes, his head hit the turf in the third quarter on Sunday's win over Cleveland, and he did not finish that game and is now undergoing league protocol for concussion. And that's the question. How is Pat Mahomes?
Kansas City Chiefs fans received a major scare during Sunday's win over the Cleveland Browns as quarterback Patrick Mahomes exited the game and was placed in the concussion protocol. On Monday, head coach Andy Reid confirmed that the Super Bowl 54 MVP remains under evaluation.
Go forward and make sure you have an answer if he's there, and an answer if he's not there. I can't tell you from a medical standpoint where he's at.
Mahomes could potentially be cleared in time to play Sunday's AFC Championship against the Buffalo Bills. If not, Chad Henne will be the likely starter at QB for Kansas City. He entered at quarterback Sunday to clinch the divisional round win for the Chiefs over the Browns. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
There you go.
All right. I'm going to break ranks on sports here for just a second. I've been putting together entertainment news in the blur.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
And we're going to have an audio cut from Bob Newhart, comedy legend. And they talk about the fact about whether or not he's gotten the vaccine yet. Bob Newhart is 91, by the way. He says he hasn't. He said he called his doctor and the county doesn't know yet. On NBC, they just gave Al Roker a vaccine. So Al Roker is getting the vaccine before Bob Newhart.
Bob Newhart.
I'm not putting any aspirations on comparing one person to another. But gosh, why can't Bob Newhart get a vaccine?
Wow.
Come on. Anyway.
Get him on the air and do it live on TV.
Exactly. All right, I'm moving on. No disrespect to Al Roker, Greg Newhart can't get a vaccine.
Yeah.
Gosh. Okay, let's go back to sports. College men's basketball last night, 9th-ranked Kansas on the road in Waco, taking on undefeated number 2-ranked Baylor. Jayhawks got behind early and could not catch up. You heard the game last night on KFH?
That's what's crazy. If you look at this box score, Kansas is going to lose by double digits, but they forced 19 turnovers on the road.
Amazing. And yet the 30 points by Jared Butler, the biggest reason why the Bears win this one wire to wire. Jayhawks at one point had a 9-0 run. At one point had their team back within five, but ultimately, start to finish, Butler was the best player on the floor, and his team's going to win this one and go to 13-0 on the season.
Yeah, Baylor stays undefeated. Jayhawks lose back-to-back road games here. Baylor wins the game 77-69. Some post-game reaction from Kansas head coach Bill Self.
Guys, that's a good team we're playing, and those are the worst teams to play from behind with. I told our guys, last year when they got ahead of us at our place, we had no chance because we were chasing them. And those guys are so quick, and they're hard to guard from behind. But, the thing about it is when you get the lead like we had last year here, it's a totally different game. And we played from behind the whole time tonight.
So the Jayhawks take the loss and never led in this game. The new rankings came out yesterday in college basketball. Undefeated Gonzaga still number 1. Undefeated Baylor still at number 2. Kansas did drop a few spots down to 9th in the Associated Press poll and a couple of spots in the coaches poll as well. KU still in the top 10 at 9th. In yesterday's rankings. They'll talk about that tonight, I'm sure, and other topics on the weekly edition of KU Basketball Hawk Talk with head coach Bill Self. That'll be at 6 o'clock this evening on KFH. Then right after that, it'll be the weekly edition of the Chiefs Kingdom Show. So once again, I'm sure the topic of Patrick Mahomes and his health will be on the forefront there, and some other items as the Chiefs get ready to host the Buffalo Bills on Sunday in the AFC title game for the right to go to the Super Bowl. Chiefs Kingdom Show, hosted by the play-by-play voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holtis. That'll be at 7 o'clock tonight
that
over on
KFH.
Good one. Yep, you'll probably want to tune in for that. Should be some good information on that show. College, we have some college men's basketball tonight for Kansas State. Wildcats are on the road at Oklahoma. K-State is a 14-point underdog going into Norman tonight. That'll tip off at 5:30 p.m., and that'll be televised on Fox Sports Kansas City. Pro basketball in the NBA last night. The Brooklyn Nets win at home. They beat the Milwaukee Bucks 125-123. Off the bench for the Nets, former Wichita State Shocker Landry Shamet played 11 minutes. He made a three-pointer, 2-for-2 at the line for his 5 points. The Brooklyn Nets have now won 4 games in a row, playing some good basketball right now. And a happy birthday today to a Stephen Ted listener, the play-by-play voice of the Butler Grizzlies, Dennis Higgins, is celebrating a birthday today.
How about that?
Happy birthday, Dennis, as the Butler Grizzlies men's basketball team will finally get its season started here shortly, and we'll finally get to hear Dennis back,
on the radio,
yeah,
where he belongs.
After
right?
a long absence. Yeah. That's sports
and
with Stephen Ted.
He's been pretty much a good listener from the very beginning.
Big Stephen Ted listener, so.
We appreciate
Happy
it,
birthday, Dennis.
Dennis. Great guy. All right, 8:22 now. Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. American energy independence pleases Putin. That's the Russian. That's coming up, Stephen Ted in the Morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.